This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
All right, so you've had a constant battle with making banana bread. My mom is this way, but with Yorkshire pudding and with hollandaise sauce.
Well,
she's a great chef, but these things just won't work for her, and that's what banana bread's been for you, which a lot of people argue is like the easiest dish to make.
Hands down, one of the first things that you make when you're introduced to baking, and for some reason, I just can't get it right.
Too dry, not cooked on the inside,
exactly.
Too crusty on the outside.
Salty sometimes, like why is it so salty?
Well, the one time you put in the amount of salt that you were supposed to put in sugar, remember that one?
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, I needed to have a bath afterwards. I was so salted up.
I want to blame it on your oven,
okay,
because it's from the 60s.
For those that don't know, Lisa rents a room in my house and complains about the house quite a bit.
So I made banana bread yesterday, and I was like, for the first time, I am going to be so meticulous about this ingredient list and the portions. So I took my time. I read it very slowly. I Googled what folding in means. Because my whole life, I've just been like, it just means adding it. It's not a big deal. Apparently, when you fold in ingredients, you don't use like a blender. You don't mix it really fast. You literally just like slowly fold it in.
Roll it in. Add with all those.
Everything was great. And then it called for sour cream. And I was like, I don't have sour cream.
Sour cream?
So
in a banana bread?
Apparently it helps to make it really moist. If you don't have sour cream, you use applesauce. So I'm reading through this woman's blog. Freaking Jane. Why do you have to have sour cream in this recipe? So I'm like, maybe I could just avoid it and just make it the way it is. I'm like, no, because it's going to happen again.
She'll be drier
it's
than
gonna
a popcorn
be
fart.
Crappy again. So I substituted. Is that the right word?
Substitute is right.
Instead of sour cream.
Okay, get this, everyone.
I added mayo. And it was so good. No?
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Trending this hour.
Obviously, Miley and Liam Hemsworth broke up. We all know about it. But did you see the photos of Miley and Caitlyn making out on the beach like the next day?
What?
So Caitlyn is Brody Jenner's ex. They are just living their best life. And even Brody Jenner commented on a photo of them kissing and said, hot girl summer. Does that mean he doesn't care? Is he making fun of them? What is going on? Also, where is Liam? He's probably on their ranch taking care of the goats. Miley just left.
Did you see Kid Rock deciding to attack Taylor Swift?
Of course I saw that.
Shockingly sexist tweet. What a turd.
Also, he signed his name in the tweet. Yeah, Kid Rock, we know. Why don't you just rename yourself Grandpa Rock? You don't know how to use the internet.
His tweet said, Taylor Swift wants to be a Democrat because she wants to be in movies, period. And it looks like she will suck the doorknob off of Hollyweird to get there. Oldest move in the book, good luck, girl. With so many things that could irritate you in the world right now, you're going to go after the fact that Taylor Swift is a Democrat. That's what you're choosing. God.
Super weird.
This is the strangest thing he said since bow to bang to bang, diggy, 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 suck a pookie, a bump, bump, the nooks. The top 100 movie quotes for millennials has been released. Neither of us know what the number one quote is of all time, which is ridiculous, but it's from There Will Be Blood, made in 2007, and the quote is, I drink your milkshake.
I've never heard of
it. Me neither.
I never saw the movie. I mean, if it has blood in the title, I'm not interested.
All right, so I have compiled some of the ones I think you might know.
Okay.
Some of them are going to be a bit of a challenge, but you're hooked up to the dog shock collar.
Yes.
If you get it wrong, I get to give you a little zap. If somehow you get through them all without getting one wrong, I'll get hooked up to the dog shock collar and have to perform a famous song from a movie of your choice coming up.
Okay.
All right? I don't think you'll get through them all.
Oh, I'm nervous. I don't want to get shocked today.
Well, pay attention then. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Movie number one.
Hey! Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
The Captain movie with Tom Hanks.
That's what it's called? You're going with the Captain movie.
No, it's called something else. It's called I Am Captain.
I Am Captain.
Am I right?
Is that your final answer?
Well, considering how you're now holding the shock remote, that must be wrong.
I am the captain.
Is that not what it's called?
No. May I?
Yeah. I hate it because it like doesn't hurt, but it's just like a shock.
Then I'll turn it up.
No. Please don't.
Captain Phillips, the name of the movie. Not I Am Captain. 0-1. Here we go, movie geek.
It should have been called that, though.
Top 100 quotes according to millennials from movies over the last 20 years. Number 2.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I know that.
You just look hazy-eyed.
That is the movie with the guy on the flip phone.
Mm-hmm. Is it called?
Where his daughter was. It's taken. Final
nice.
Answer.
Nice. I thought you were going to say, like, the flip phone guy movie. I Am Captain. Okay, nice work. Next up.
What is this? A center for ants?
Oh, come on.
What? How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Zoolander.
Correct. 2-3. Nice work. Coming up next.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands. They just don't.
Please.
What?
Legally Blonde.
Nice. Could you tell from the actual quote or just Reese Witherspoon
Both.
Talking about a court case?
Both.
All right. We've got two more left. You're
That's
doing
it?
Really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. I think I'm only going to get shocked once here.
Here we go.
I feel good, good
I
about this.
I am Captain.
Come on.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Oh, Fast and the Furious.
Whoa. Killing it. Nice work. And finally, I think this one will get you.
You have no idea how bad it gets.
Any guesses so far?
Okay, what was that?
I'll give
that
you a
That is not a movie quote.
Yes,
you
it is.
You have no idea how bad it gets? I say that
you
every day.
You have no idea how bad it gets.
Okay, I'll play you one more little piece from it.
You better.
Here it is.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, okay, yeah. Brokeback Mountain. Yeah, I can't believe you didn't go with that originally. You just were trying to get any reason to shock me.
Yeah. Lady Gaga, the next massive artist that's going to be dragged into the courthouse and sued over claims that she stole music.
Well, Katy Perry just lost in court over Dark Horse.
Which, don't you think you'd like, that song came out in 2014. You waited 5 years? To push that ahead? I don't know. I guess you're saving your money for a lawyer, maybe?
I don't know.
Okay, so here is the song that Gaga apparently stole. You know it.
I'm fully in all the good times I find myself longing for change.
All right.
Okay.
Now, this is Steve Ronson, I believe is his name, who apparently wrote a song in 2012 called Almost.
Let's hear it.
Can't you see?
Oh, what?
That I'm almost home. And I can feel.
Yep. Sounds just like him.
The thing is, it's like do do,
like,
do 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 is not like
but
groundbreaking.
But the way he's singing it,
this is like every I'm Christmas movie, falling. Right? The city person has to go out
to the country,
and they don't know the true meaning of Christmas, and then they meet someone who really teaches them, and then they fall in love, and then there's snow. It's just every Christmas movie has a very similar plot line. Whereas with music now, there's so many songs created. Of course, there's gonna be a do do do.
I don't know, man. He could win in court. We should probably talk to the experts.
Yeah,
so.
Our Lady Gaga expert joins us.
Yeah, well, you know what? She didn't steal the song. You want to know why? Because she writes, co-produces all of her music. Stop trying to take things away from powerful females that have talent.
So you don't think it sounds like it because you truly believe Lady Gaga is not going to take time out of her day to search some rando online and steal his beat.
No, there's three songs that are similar, and those three, no, sorry, there's three notes that are similar, and those three notes are used in over 150 church songs. So if he wants to sue Lady Gaga, then he has to go and sue all 150 church songs that have the exact same three notes. They're popular notes, they sound good, hence why Shallow was a hit.
Okay, like who would you sue, though? The Pope?
Jesus?
I mean, just go straight to the source, go right to God. But that's also Lady Gaga, so I mean, that's...
True.
Weather, the expected high today is about 20 degrees. Can you believe it dropped down to like 3 overnight on Saturday night? It's the middle of August.
Yeah, the mosquitoes are having the best time.
Just damp and chill.
It's just moist. It's just nice and moist.
Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
All right, if you want to make the proper decision... When you have a big decision on the horizon, you have to do this before. Any guesses?
Call your mom.
No, that's actually the opposite. My mom always loves to give advice when I don't ask. And if I said, yeah, I got a big decision, she'd be writing a novel about...
She'd be calling all of your aunts and your uncles, gather everyone in a room.
Any other guesses?
All right, do this before you make a big decision. Write a list of the pros and cons.
That's a good one, I think, while you're making the decision. But this right before, I thought it might be like smushing.
What's smushing mean?
Okay. It's 2019, Lisa.
No.
So everybody's calling it now. I just thought maybe like some physical activity and connection with another person would be...
Smushing.
apparently it's taking a nap.
Oh,
that helps you make the right choice. Researchers say that naps can help people more efficiently weigh the pros and cons of a decision, gain insight, and even process unconscious information.
Yeah, maybe if I take Z-Quil, whenever I'm stressed about a decision, the last thing I can do is just have a nice casual nap.
Oh,
you kidding me?
I'm the opposite. Naps, I am out. Put on some golf on TV. See you later.
No, you watch, what's that show? Let's Make a Deal, the most annoying TV show I've ever watched in my life. And you can just start snoring within 30 seconds. It blows my mind.
The only thing that I don't like about this whole concept is that when I wake up from a nap, making a decision isn't on my mind. Just eating chocolate and where I will get a caffeine fix is. It's the only time of the day I crave chocolate. Wake up from a nap, I want a bar.
What kind would you go with?
Anything.
Really?
Yeah, I would suck chocolate off my dog's foot. If it meant I could get some chocolate at that point.
Would you eat chocolate with raisins in it?
Yes.
Glossettes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thanks for contributing, Lisa. Hot 107. We've been into some deep thought as of late and want to share our verbal diaries with you. So it's like we're penning our deepest and darkest into a book, but instead we're just sharing it vocally.
Dear Diary, I don't know how to control how angry and upset and cranky I get when I step on a random wet spot in the kitchen. Just put on a fresh new pair of socks and somebody got ice out of the freezer, dropped a couple cubes, didn't care to pick them up, and as they casually melt away onto the tile, I come strolling in to make a sani. Now I gotta deal with wet socks for the rest of the day? Thanks. If a terrorist sat me down and tied me to a chair and they were like, say what happened. And I was like, I'll never speak. And the way that they would torture me would be wetting my socks. I would speak. That's the only way they get me to talk.
It is really annoying.
Sorry, I was really trying to think of that story on the spot. It didn't come out as well as
I
had it in my head.
It was a good visualization.
It wasn't.
Yeah. Dear Diary, everybody's really fired up about straws. But the thing about straws is, like, they're useful. A straw is used for something.
But it should be used more than once.
Sure. You know, I understand, and I feel like it's a good movement, but shouldn't the first thing we tackle when it comes to useless waste be useless waste? Why are we wrapping kids' toys 4 times in plastic? Once is probably enough.
Have you ever tried to get a dog toy out of its, like, wrapping?
Exactly. How about toothpaste? Already comes in a container.
Okay.
Why do we need it in a box that's then plastic wrapped?
I've complained about this in the past, and people have said it because of how they ship it. Yeah, so it doesn't squirt everywhere.
Figure out how to ship it differently, and let's be smarter about that. I bought a couple pair of Gaunch yesterday. They were in a plastic bag, in a cardboard box, plastic wrapped. That's far more waste than the straw I can't use without being judged now by millennials.
Yeah, judgy pants. Oh, you got a Caesar with a straw. There's a salt rim for a reason. Sip it, loser.
It makes me so mad I want to throw ice on the ground.
Hey!
I did a camping trip this weekend with my daughter.
Oh, she had FOMO from last weekend when you were at the ball tournament.
Exactly. So I promised we'd go camping. But I looked at the forecast and I was like, I don't know if we want to be outside for 2 days. So I just did a backyard camping trip. So set up a tent. We had a fire. We had a dance party in the backyard. It was like super easy to set up and tear down, right? Because like you're right beside your house.
Yeah.
I could take her inside when she was cold. It was perfect.
Wow.
The only issue was that the neighbor had their window open at one point and we're like just listening because we were having like a dance party and talking lots. And my kid said some pretty embarrassing things. She wanted to sleep naked in the tent, and I was like, no. Like, there's one air mattress for sharing. You're not sleeping naked.
She just really wanted to be one with nature. I get it.
She tried to pee outside or wanted to, and I was like, I get it on an actual camping trip, but literally there's a bathroom like 6 steps away. You should maybe go use it.
You got to learn it someday. Might anyway, as well start today.
That's my good on you, is just a successful almost camping trip.
Ryder and Lisa, Reloaded.
The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.